forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
Back, second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. Second hour, I've got none other than Dave Lindorf, who is, or he's got the website thiscan'tbehappening.net, which I understand has recently been attacked, like a lot of other websites are attempting to be attacked. And we're going to talk a little bit about the article he wrote on the 30th of July, Martial Law Threat is Real, Lucky the Military is Breaking Down. I read it. It's a fantastic article, but I thought I would bring the writer up with this article and let him go into a little detail about it. So without further ado, let's go to Dave Lindorf. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I read this article that you wrote about the looming collapse of the U.S. military in Iraq, and I thought that we'd get you up on the air here and pick your brain a little bit and find out what your take is on this and what's going on. You want to expound on this article a little bit for the listeners?
Well, yeah. I mean, what prompted me was the latest spate of actions by the Bush administration to sort of pave the way legally for martial law. The one that got people up in arms most recently was this one that gives them the right to seize property from people who are perceived to be threatening the mission in Iraq, whatever that is. And it is pretty vaguely worded, and it is reminiscent of the drug seizure laws that allow the Justice Department to and police to seize the property of people convicted of or not even convicted, arrested of drug charges. And I think people have rightly worried that this latest executive order looks like the ability to take the homes and property of people who might be simply protesting a crazy war policy. And just lest people think this is paranoid, my own local paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, which has of late become little more than a conservative rag. It runs sports articles on the front page, and all the commentary is from the right. They had an editorial saying that, and this wasn't an op-ed piece, this was an editorial by the management saying that this latest executive order is the kind of thing that makes conspiracy theorists sound sane. Hello?
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Dave Lindorf. From what thiscan'tbehappening.net, and I'm sorry there was a technical difficulty there, Dave. I apologize that I got cut off somehow. And we were talking about this executive order that was passed, I believe it was on the 17th of July, where he's talking about, our leader now is talking about seizing property. And my take on that, Dave, is that, you know, if I took a sign or a placard up that says, I want, you know, the troops out of Iraq now, and stood on the street corner, yes, they could search me down, arrest me, and immediately clamp down my bank account. Is that your take?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interpretation that some lawyers looking at this have said that you could get from it. It's certainly what they do with if they pick you up for drugs, and now they're making it for protest, which is a pretty scary idea. But, you know, this is just the end of a long string of things that have been happening, like the ones that I found the most disturbing were last fall, the Republican Congress, last Congress, just waved through a revocation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which dates back to 1878, since that time had outlawed the use of active military forces for police functions within the borders of the United States. That was revoked, and then additionally, they also waved through a rewriting of the Insurrection Act, which has been basically relied on governors continuing to be in charge of the National Guard, and Bush rammed through something without any comment, really, that now allows him on his own volition to take over all National Guard units, even over the opposition of governors, which makes them no longer, effectively state militias. So you have to ask, why is he doing this? And then, what Bruce Fine, who is a deputy attorney general from the Reagan administration and a quite a conservative guy, what he told me was that the real loaded gun was the declaration of the resolution passed by Congress in September 18th of 2001, authorization for use of military force against Afghanistan, because Bush has used that 2001 AUMF and claimed it established a global war on terror without any borders, so that the U.S. is part of that global war on terror battlefield. So Fine says, as long as you accept Bush's interpretation, he would be free to declare martial law anywhere within those borders, which would mean in the U.S. So all of the necessary sort of legalisms have been put in place for a declaration of martial law, and Fine says it just is waiting for some kind of an incident. Now, the Insurrection Act actually states that a terrorist incident, which is a pretty small-sounding thing, would be justification for a declaration of martial law by the president.
And this could be anywhere in the world, Dave.
Doesn't even say in the U.S.
Right. So if a bomb goes off in Ethiopia and it kills a few people, and they say that there's a bioweapon that's been released, they can declare martial here, and it's end game. The game's over.
It's the president's call, according to the way the Republicans rewrote the Insurrection Act, and I have to add they did that with some Democrats' complicity.
Well, now,
so, this is a pretty scary moment.
Well, before you came on, I was reading a few articles, as I perused through the internet. He's working on cutting budget cuts for health care. He's Medicare, Medicaid, children's education, transportation. So he can bring more money to bear for this illegal and unconstitutional war that was based on a lie. And yet, while I see this happening, I'm reading another article that 70,000 bridges, not just the two that collapsed recently, Minneapolis and over in California, they're in severe need of repair up to the tune of $188 billion, and he's spending that in a year and 3 months just on this Iraq and Afghanistan debacle. I mean, from your perspective, and I know you're going to agree with me here, Dave, this man has not, from the onset, been working for the benefit of the American people.
No, he and Cheney have been working steadily with able assistance of a whole crew of neocons to maximize the power of the presidency such that it becomes a dictatorship. And it's been clear from the start that that's the direction of every single thing they've done. They've tried to basically marginalize Congress into a talk shop. And Congress has been amazingly going along with this, all the more amazingly when it's Democrats in charge. You usually expect some kind of an institutional imperative to protect the institution's authority, but that seems to have gone by the wayside with both parties.
Well, in your estimation, Dave, and this is the first time that we've ever actually kibitzed back and forth here. But in your estimation, now we've got 10 candidates on either side that are presidential candidates, Democratic Republican Party. On both sides, we've got I think 10 or 11 of them are CFR members, and the leading candidate in at least in some of the internet polls is Ron Paul, yet you never see a peep out of anybody in mainstream media that says anything about him. They're talking about, I believe it's Giuliani supposedly in the lead and so forth. But in your estimation, I wanted to ask you, based upon this power that this administration, these neocons, have given themselves, i.e. Bush and his signing documents, do you believe that it's entirely possible that this is being set up preemptively because there isn't going to be a 2008 election?
Well, I've been reading people speculating on that. That's a big one. I tend to think they would not do that because I don't think they have to. They've gotten so good at stealing elections, you know, why not have it? People have suggested that if they're going to lose the way they lost in 2006, that maybe they'll just have an incident and call it off the way they did with 9/11 and the New York City election. But, you know, calling off a city election is one thing. Calling off a national election is another. I'm not sure they would go that far, mainly because they don't have to. But I guess only time will tell. From a stance of principle, I wouldn't put it past them. But for practical reasons, I don't think they would.
Well, the arrogance and the deranged mental attitude of this sitting president, I don't know. I sit on the fence with that, but the preponderance of the evidence, let's put it this way. At this point in my mind, nothing would surprise me, Dave.
After all, we have a vice president who said that he wasn't part of the executive. I mean, this is just an amazing administration.
Right.
Whatever they want to say.
Right. How far off the planet is that? And then we've got subpoenas coming out for members of the Gonzales members. And they're saying, well, we don't have to comply. You got the executive privilege. Now, I know that you've been an advocate for impeachment. I mean, where does this stop? Nancy Pelosi, before the 2006 elections, she was coming out and lambasting Bush and leading people to believe that she was going to, if elected, start impeachment proceedings. And as soon as she got in, she said that was off the table.
Well, actually, so, to be fair, Nancy Pelosi said impeachment was off the table in the spring of 2006. She was against it during the campaign because I think in that regard she's been fairly consistent and stupid because her.
I'm glad you added stupid, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean I think what I've tried to analyze what the hell Pelosi's doing, and the best I can come up with is that I think that this is a woman of limited intellect and no guts who is basically way in over her head or her depth or whatever, who has adopted this Democratic Leadership Conference concept that totally off the wall and based on no evidence that Democrats need to win elections by moving to the center to supposedly win the votes of independents, and that anything they do that's overly confrontational will hurt them. And, I mean, all the evidence flies in the face of that. The fact that independents and even some Republicans moved to the Democrats in last November was because they were really fed up with Bush and thought the Democrats would take some action to block his actions. And they now have blown that. So they've fallen from something like 65% approval in November right after the vote to somewhere around 23% approval after 8 months in control of Congress.
Right. Go ahead.
I mean, the point is that independents, and a lot of pollsters have found this, some independents are ignorant, know-nothings who don't know what they think and watch Fox TV for their news, but an awful lot of independents are people who have grown cynical of politics because they see the cravenness of both parties, and they're hardly centrists. In fact, a lot of them are pretty extreme in their beliefs, but they don't believe in elections anymore because they see these two parties as, you know, Tweedledum and Tweedledee and not responding to their interests.
Well, the Democrats won an overwhelming majority, but then as soon as they get in, there's more of the same. They do nothing. And so we continue to watch.
Worse than nothing, actually. They've actually supported some of the most outrageous stuff, like they're about to support a wholesale gutting of the FISA Act so that Bush can legally do what he's been illegally doing for the last 5 years.
And that's the key, legally. He's been doing it for 5 years, but now they want to make it legal. They want to put the stamp of approval on it.
Right, and even broaden his authority to do it.
Sure, and so we...
And the Democrats.
And so, right, and so we've been watching this creeping fascism becoming ever more present, you know, and so where do you draw the line in the sand? Listen, we've got to take a break, Dave. We'll be back in three. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Dave Lindorf.
This can't be happening.net.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With my special guest, Dave Lindorf. He's got a website, thiscan'tbehappening.net. Which I understand was hacked not too long ago, Dave. And have you got it up and running yet?
Yeah, I've got it sort of minimally back up. I've got a new post up, I'm working on getting it moved to a safer, more progressive-oriented site that will take care of it and that's used to fighting off hackers. But I have no idea that it was, you know, whether it was hacked or not, but the timing was very suspicious because I've had the site for 4 years without problems at Earthlink, and then when I ran this piece on martial law planning, as well as a sidebar on the evidence that isn't getting widely reported that suggests that that Pat Tillman may have been executed because he had turned against the Iraq War, that the site went down that day, and it's taken Earthlink a whole week to try to fix it. They kept telling me they couldn't fix it, and so a week later I finally had to rebuild it from scratch.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up, or I brought it up, because we've had a lot of listeners, a lot of emails that have complained because the same thing has happened to us and other networks and other websites that are happening
lately.
Yeah,
it's true.
And And so I want to make sure that people know that this is not an internal thing with just us, and sometimes it's out of our control, and Dave will attest to that. When you start putting stuff out there for public consumption, such as this $385 million Halliburton contract under Kellogg, Brown, and Roop to build prison camps, and then you start talking about Pat Tillman, and I want to go there with you, Dave, because I've been following that pretty closely, and I know that there's been hearings on that. It was Kucinich, I believe, that was grilling Rumsfeld the other day. Regarding the, you know, his involvement, if any, in that. And of course, Rumsfeld was songing and dancing, ducking and diving all over the place as normal.
And there was no reporting on the whole issue of what the doctor found. This is what I find just appalling. We live in a state controlled press at this point because you look long and hard for an article in the Times or the Washington Post. On the issue of the doctor who investigated having said, this was a military doctor, that he found he wanted a criminal investigation because what killed Tillman was three M16 shots to the forehead, and they were spaced within a 3-inch radius, which there was just a article posted on Counterpunch by a Vietnam vet familiar with M16s who said, you know, the thing fires semi-automatic or automatic, and you can't put three bullets in a space that tight, even on semi-automatic, unless you're really close, because there's a kick from the gun.
Well,
so
either
you get a spray pattern.
Right, either that, or, and I just thought of this just a moment ago, either that or there were three snipers with, you know, heavy magnoscopic sights plugged him at the same time.
Now, that seems unlikely because they would have had to all shoot at exactly simultaneously because the first one would have knocked him and then it would have been hard to hit the same spot.
Well, that's a good point. But on the other side of the coin, I've shot an M16 and they're talking about 10 yards away. That's 30 feet away. And so to put three bullets in that man's head from 30 feet away...
What the doctor said was it had to be closer than 10 yards.
Okay, and my estimation...
All we know is that it had to be closer because of the spray pattern, and it could have been much closer. It wasn't close enough, obviously, to have powder burns, or you would have seen that. So, you know, that means it was probably more than 3 feet away, at least.
Mm-hmm. It could be possible that he was wounded down and shot while on the ground at very close range. Do you think?
Well, if it was very close, you'd have the powder burns. So it had to be further than somebody standing over his body.
Okay.
And the doctor did. The thing is, the doctor expressly said that because of the pattern of the shots to the forehead, he wanted a criminal investigation. He was turned down. He went over the head of his immediate supervisor and was turned down again, and I believe he made another pitch, one higher, and then there are apparently, according to the documents that were made available to Congress, there were emails back and forth between Pentagon lawyers expressing glee at having killed off a criminal inquiry into the case.
Oh, yeah.
And what people don't know, also, because it wasn't reported in the mainstream press, is that Tillman, as early as late 2003, had turned against the Iraq war and called it a criminal war, and had apparently contacted Noam Chomsky, a noted peace activist and war opponent, to find out how he could be of use to the anti-war movement when he got back from Afghanistan. So,
right.
There was a motive too for killing the guy.
Well, they could not well afford. I mean, you know how they hyped it up when he was going over there. You know,
be all
you can be, right? And so all these people were joining up because I want to be like Pat Tillman. So they could not well afford to have him come back and say, look, this whole thing's a lie. They're just, you know, they're growing and protecting the poppy fields over here and the Caspian pipeline or whatever.
Yep. The thing is, this was no dumb grunt. This was a really smart guy who went over as a patriot and saw with open eyes what was going on. And so it made him really dangerous.
Right. All right, let's take a break. Hold with me here, Dave. We'll be back in three, and then we got a long segment because I got a lot to cover here with you. I want to pick your brain big time, buddy. I'm fascinated with your work. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Dave Lindorf. ThisCan'tBeHappening.net. Dave, we were on the subject of the possibility that Tillman was, he was keeping a diary, we know that, and he was in contact with Noam Chomsky. So the powers that be could not well afford to allow him to get back here and expose that lie. How far up the chain of command do you think this goes, Dave?
Well, the military being what it is, I would find it very hard to imagine that, first of all, the concern about Tillman and his views would lead a lower-ranking officer to kill him. That's just not the way the military works. If a lower-level officer thought that his corporal was undermining the war effort, he'd have him thrown out of the military. He'd get him a dishonorable discharge. He'd call him a threat to the service or something. I mean, we've got a guy, Lennox Yearwood, who's a chaplain in the Air Force, who is fighting a general discharge that was based on the fact that they called him a threat to the military because he was willing to counsel active duty people on CO status if they came to him and said they were upset with the Iraq war. You know, they have all kinds of measures to go after people that are undermining the mission, as it were, but they don't kill them. So a decision to do something like that would be a political decision from very high up.
Right. Well, I was reading the grilling of Kucinich on Rumsfeld, and of course Rumsfeld's songing and dancing, and it looks like they ultimately hung the responsibility on a high level general of who they've subpoenaed, and they can't find him for some reason.
But we're talking about the cover up.
Right. Yeah.
Not about the possibility of an execution.
Well, yeah, we're talking about the cover up of it, but I mean, in your estimation, does this transcend the actual military and go all the way up past the Secretary of Defense, maybe even in the White House?
I think everything does. I mean, once you get to the nexus of the Defense Department and the Secretary of Defense's office, you know, you're into the Office of Special Plans, which is a murky, you know, CIA-like clone, and with this whole neocon crew and project, and so I think that it's all one once you get up at that level. And I really don't believe that this, it almost has to even be like a parallel track. I have family who are military. I got an uncle who's a lifer, was a general, low-ranking general. I got a cousin who was just back from Anbar, who's a lieutenant colonel. My grandfather is a Silver Star winner from World War One. My father was a Marine. I have a lot of respect for the guys in uniform. I think, especially the professional officer corps, I think these are people who take their job seriously, and I don't think that they casually go and pop somebody off, even on instructions. I think there's got to be a parallel chain of command that's in operation for something like that. I'm sure there are people in special forces who are, you know, nominally military, but actually are CIA or DIA or whatever.
Possibly Blackwater.
It could possibly be Blackwater. They are all over the place, crawling around without any command and control function over them or any laws once they're outside the U.S. So there are a lot of ways this kind of thing can be done outside the straight military chain of command, and I would be very skeptical that this was done through straight military, if it was done.
Well, now we have his family, obviously, that's pressing for investigation. We've had the Jersey girls that have been pressing for an investigation, a reopening of an investigation on 9/11 for some time.
Mm-hmm.
In your estimation, where do you think this will go? Do you think we'll actually really get any answers to what happened with him?
Probably not. It's the kind of thing that won't come out unless someone squeals. And we're talking about pretty dangerous stuff. So I think it falls in the category of the Kennedy assassination and that kind of thing where, you know, it really gets deep-sixed.
And it
would really take somebody with an extraordinary set of huevos to come forward and, you know, spill the beans on something like this.
And so we have a good probability to believe that these orders came from the White House. And so moving forward on that issue, along with all of these, you know, these draconian legislative and executive orders that have been presidential orders that have been signed by Bush to the tune of I don't even know how many. The last reading I heard was like he's violated the Constitution over 1,200 times in his tenure.
That's right, 1,200 times.
It's 1,201, I believe, to be exact. So, and I took the liberty of doing a little bit of homework on you. I've seen a couple of your videos posted on YouTube and Google Video regarding, you know, where do we go from here? What do we do with these people? Is it possible to impeach these guys?
Well, it's only possible if the people of the United States demand it. We're not going to get it from the lackluster crew of Democrats and the get-along Republicans in Congress today. They're going to have to feel like their election depends on it, and that's only going to happen with a bigger mass. We've already got a mass movement for impeachment. We've got a clear poll showing that a majority of Americans want Cheney impeached and close to a majority of Americans want Bush impeached. And that's without any media talking about impeachment outside the, you know, alternative media. And it's without any hearings on the subject, anybody really of any stature talking about it in Congress. So what we need is now for that majority of people to do more than just tell pollsters. They've got to tell their representatives this month when they come home, hey, we want these guys impeached. And if you don't, we're not voting for you. It's got to be, you know, I've been saying that we need to tell every member of Congress, both parties, that there are two fundamental issues on which their reelection will depend. One is getting us out of Iraq now, and the other is initiating an impeachment inquiry into Bush and Cheney.
Well, let's see, which way do I want to go with this? Speaking of Iraq, and I want to get back to impeachment in a moment, but here we've got this latest debacle, which is the, quote, troop surge, and I believe, who was it that called it a strategy? I can't remember which person rephrased it or, you know, wordsmithed it. But at any rate, you know, we were supposed to get a report in September from General Petraeus, and then it could be as late as November. Bush held a press conference, I believe it was a week or two ago, regarding that subject, songing and dancing again. I mean, this is all about control. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but this is all about control of oil and having a strategic place of which to attack anywhere in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's looking more and more like that. I mean, these bases are clearly not temporary, they're loading them up with Air Force fighters and long-range bombers and things that have nothing to do with ground support. So it's looking more and more like they're in it for the long haul, and they don't really care whether Iraq falls apart. It's these bases.
Right. And
I was skeptical of that at first, and I'm becoming more and more a believer that this is what it's all about.
Well, yeah, and not to mention, we got to toss into the mix that they're spending an enormous amount of money building a new embassy there in Baghdad.
$1.5 billion.
I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And
people should think about that $1.5 billion when they look at that bridge Minneapolis-St. Paul.
I reported on that before you came on the air, and here's this guy that's cutting back on education, cutting back on transportation, cutting back on Medicare and Medicaid, which I'm sure that our senior citizens are going to really love, turning around and raising money towards the war at the expense of, I read a report before you came on the air, that there are literally 70,000 bridges in this country that are in need of repair, and you're watching the infrastructure of this country crumble before our eyes, while this insane maniac is over there with whatever his agenda may be, which looks to be to have an imperial empire, a new world order, if you will, conquering, you know, controlling all of the oil. They're looking at going after Iran next. The only thing, in your estimation, Dave, getting back to the impeachment thing, the only thing in your mind that can possibly give us a shot at ending this thing would be impeachment, would it not?
That's the way it looks. I mean, these guys they don't listen to the voters, they don't listen to Congress, so the only way to get it to stop is to get them out. I mean, basically, they're trying to run out the clock and hand it over to whoever comes in next,
party. Okay, and on that topic for a moment, you know, he's signing all these draconian presidential orders, you know, seizing property from people who want to hold a sign up and protest the war. I mean, do you think that he's even thinking of the possibility of turning the reins over to somebody, you know, that grabs control of that power and can just, you know, with a snap of a fingers put us into martial law if he doesn't do it beforehand? I mean, you know, you're giving this order, or you're giving this power to the next president.
Absolutely.
So it's got to be stopped at some point. I mean, I'd like for you. I watched a video on your plans for impeachment, and I'd like for you, for my audience, to reiterate the exact reasons why we need to impeach this guy, even if it's up to the last day of his presidency. We need to get him out, and tell us the reasons why, Dave.
Well, we've talked about one. I mean, he's undermined the Constitution in these signing statements and his claim of unitary executive authority to ignore the laws passed by Congress. That is fundamental to the Constitution. The Constitution in Article 2 says the president shall enact the laws, and it doesn't have a footnote saying or not enact them. And Congress is the legislative body that passes the laws. And so he has erased Article 1, and he's added this asterisk to Article 2 and said he doesn't have to enact the laws. So once you've done that, you only have two branches of government. And then he's also said he doesn't have to obey court orders, so he's eliminated the judiciary too. So we're really talking about the establishment of a dictatorship, and unless Congress impeaches him for that single thing, then every future president will be able to say, well, this is what presidents do. He's justified this, by the way, through this same AUMF I mentioned, from the first AUMF, not the one from 2002, for it's been justification for Iraq. And so as long as you accept his bizarre interpretation of the 2001 AUMF, then every president will be able to say there's a war on terror, because there'll always be terrorism. What Bruce Fine says we have to do is have Congress pass a resolution declaring that that terrorism is not a war, and that would remove his justification for all of these abuses. So that's one reason to impeach. That's a huge reason. The second one is the spying, the FISA spying, has been declared by a federal judge to have been a felony, and it's not just an ordinary felony, but it's a felony involving a law that was expressly passed in 1978 because of what the Congress found to be unconstitutional spying, illegal spying by Richard Nixon, using the same NSA. And so to break that law is a clear impeachable crime, and not to impeach him for that is to basically say that in our country presidents are above the law. So, I mean, that decision was handed down in July of last year, and Bush continued to do it in the face of that judicial decision for another 7 months before he finally said he would, submit these spying activities to the FISA courts. So he thumbed his nose at the judiciary too.
Well, and we've got so many parallels here with, George Orwell's 84 and the war on Oceania never ending. And so we've got the war on terror, which, I think it was Rumsfeld that said it was a 100-year war. It's a war that wouldn't end in our lifetime. And it was either Rumsfeld or Cheney, so it'd be 100 years.
Which is to say we'll have a dictatorship for 100 years if you accept this quote logic. And on top of what really is offensive about this, and I have to say this because I've heard, arch conservatives say, well, it's a really dangerous time. The founding fathers wrote the Constitution while the country was at war. It was still battling on the fringes, and it was facing another war in 1812 that threatened its existence from the same mother country. These guys were in a small colonial rural nation that was beset on all sides, and they nonetheless wrote a document which they saw as being primarily threatened in time of war. They wanted this document to survive wars. They wanted Congress to be the one to declare wars. That's gone by the boards. They wanted the rights of the citizens to be protected during wars, and that's going by the boards. They wanted they worried the most about a president aggrandizing powers during a war, and that's what we're seeing happen. So we need to stand up and say this document is for the hard times, not the easy times.
Well, I agree. And you've got this situation where, you know, every time Congress throws a subpoena their way, they claim executive privilege, and they won't allow anybody in the administration to testify over the firing of the prosecutors. Alberto Gonzalez, you know, went in and basically made a mockery out of him in his testimony last week, and I believe he had up till today to clarify some of his statements. And I see the way I see it going here is that somebody in Congress, somebody has to grow the cojones, if you will, to step up to the plate and say enough is enough, and they're not going to do so, then yes, it falls back to the American people. Enough people have to wake up and draw the line and say, that's it. I'm through with this, because we've got, and I'm sure you know this, you know, it was supposed to be in May of next year. I think they've postponed it till December, that we've got the national ID card coming into play, where you won't be able to go into a federal building, get on a bus, plane, or anything else unless you show a national ID card. You can't even have a bank
account.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
No, we're headed down a police state road. Everyone needs to recognize it. And, you know, I think most Americans have a visceral fear of that, but they've kind of submerged it in the you know, because of our entertainment media, and everybody's like working hard, and they're coming home and, you know, grabbing a beer and watching, American Idol and stuff. But, you know, we need to wake people up and say, this doesn't come back after it's gone.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me for a few more minutes, Dave. Coming up to the end of the hour here, we'll get some closing comments from you. Be right back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Dave Lindorf.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment coming up here with my guest, Dave Lindorf. And Dave, I wanted to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, with all this latest fear-mongering going around and these statements that are being made by Chertoff and Condoleezza Rice and Cheney about, you know, the fact that they're going to hit us within 30 to 90 days, plus this latest booga-booga tape with the Al-Qaeda terrorists, what do you think the odds are, on a scale of 1 to 10, that we are going to get hit with another terror attack in the next 60 or 30 to 90 days?
But I would say that there's a distinct possibility. So I'll go for 5.
A 5, okay.
And I think if we do, the game's pretty much up. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I think they've set the stage, and they'll say, and it won't have to be a biggie either.
No, and it could be anywhere in the world. It could be anywhere in the world. Let's throw that in there.
That's right. I think the best thing we can do is to tell our members of Congress not to cave on this. You know, not to vote for martial law, not to endorse it, but to stand up to it. But I have very little hope that the American people have been so whipsawed by this and have become such a gutless crew. You know, whatever happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave, I don't know, but people are not brave these days. They cringe at the slightest thought that there might be, a germ inside the package they bought. And it's just weird.
This generation thinks that freedom is free, and that they don't realize that this has been just a drop in the bucket of tyranny throughout the ages.
Well, unfortunately, it's not just this generation. It's all the generations. I hear this from older people. I hear it from kids. I hear it all over the place.
Well, yeah, you got a good point there. It's been going on for a while, but it's been by design. They've been literally dumbing us down through the boob tube with propagandized media. On the subject of Congress, real quick, though, I wanted to ask you, in light of Cindy Sheehan and 45 protesters being arrested a couple of weeks ago for, you know, camping outside of Harry Reid's office demanding they get out of Iraq, you know, do we do the same thing with our congressmen when they, you know, and when they come down to their hometowns for vacation and demand that they start impeachment proceedings against this guy?
That's exactly what we need to do. I mean, we need to bring it to them and do it in force so that they know we're serious. And I hope everybody will rally around their local impeachment groups and find out what to do, because there are progressive Democrats that are doing this. I think Move On is being pushed towards impeachment. The World Can't Wait group is doing it. There should be a group near you, wherever you live, that will tell you what the actions are and where to go. But the sites I would recommend people go to are afterdowningstreet.org, democrats.com, PDA America, I think it's PDA-America.org, and A28.org.
All right, now, afterdowningstreet.org, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then
democratsplural.com.
Democratsplural.com. Okay. And the other one was what?
PDA-America.org.
Okay. America. I'm
writing. All of those are working on impeachment issues. And the other one is World Can't Wait, which I think is worldcan'twait.org.
Okay. Yep. I give kudos to my listeners, because they really don't. They've been showing me that they don't sit on the couch. They get on the phone, they call their congressmen, they call their senators, and they
good
are
for them.
Active. Good. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your expertise with us. And I want your articles, you can find them at
thiscan'tbehappening.net.
Also, I found your articles posted at rents.com. Is there any others?
Well, a lot of them are on counterpunch.org, which is a great site. I would commend people to read on that site. Some of my pieces are on Common Dreams, and I post on After Downing Street.
All right. Thank you again, Dave. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank
with
you,
me,
Mike.
Buddy. I'll have you up again. Okay.
Keep Michael doing what you're doing.
Awakening. Thank you. The American Awakening is up next. The American Awakening. The National Intel Report's up next. I'll see you Monday, folks. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.
With recent international flight from the